Okay, so let's thank God, amen. We're believing God for this service. This is called appropriating your healing. Appropriating your healing. Now, appropriate is to take to oneself, to take possession. The reason I was interested in healing is because everybody is sick. Not everybody's sick. I'm sorry. But I mean, we're having challenges of a lot of things. How many of you have had challenges physically? Let's see your hand if you've had a challenge physically since COVID happened. You know, I'm in contact back home in Saskatchewan, my home area, and I make sure I keep tabs over there. No, I call my mother. She knows a few things. And so there's like five individuals that I know personally. They're not even, they just reach barely 60 and they pass on. Well, to me, that's not a benefit and a blessing. Yes, people do pass on, but that just seems a little bit strange to me. And any kind of ailments and attacks, everybody's feeling. You know, I am getting a little bit older, so I understand that we chalk it up for being older. But actually, I think that there's some question about that. But we all go through different things physically can be challenging. And so it's always good. Brother Hagin encouraged us. He says, always read up on faith. Always read up on healing. Always read up on maintaining, you know, growing up spiritually and developing, you know, your soulish nature inside of you. And so healing is a very important aspect that God has provided healing for us in the scriptures as God's will. Everybody say it's God's will. For healing. Amen. There's divine health, and I love divine health. You know, my wife and I, we don't have very many pills in the house. You know, back when I grew up, we had aspirins, but we don't have very many pills. But what I guess some of the girls, there's some heavier stuff. I don't know what's the next level of there's aspirin and then Tylenol. And so there could be different things along those lines. But our cabinet has been very low and not very many things going in there. And so, but if we needed it, we will put stuff in there, okay? Just to let you know. I know I've got some creams and stuff to make me look good. And, different things you can put on and wipe on and whatever. But anyways, so healing is vital and it is important. And I believe that everybody should come to a place where, hey, they know the scriptures on healing. They know that it's God's will for healing. Yes, if they missed it, if they're going a long period of time with a lingering disease or a lingering something, hey, I'm all for doctors, believe me. And I heard the man of God in Tulsa say that he took his wife to the hospital so she can get an operation. Oh, don't say that. Well, if things are not progressing and you're believing God and year after year after year after year go by, go to the doctor and get the thing figured out. I know, so there's different areas in everybody's life that God's not against doctors. He's put them there, and thank God for them. Now, I wouldn't just run to them every second because God, I believe, wants us to hold back, look in the Word of God, and take healing and believe God for healing because He is the healer. This is an invisible God, and we don't see Him now with our natural eyes, but yet He's real to us in our spirits, in our hearts. But the old sinful nature that came to mankind through Adam and Eve has been passed down and it's still cursed. This earth is still cursed today. Just the other day, I was looking at some flowers with my wife and we said, oh, those aren't flowers, those are weeds. So the weeds are actually growing so high, way above the flowers, and some of them look not bad, amen? But actually, they're a weed though. They're a weed and they need to be pulled out. But I guess if you want to look at that weed, you can look at that and pet that weed. Oh, you're so beautiful, you little weed. But it's a weed. It's from a cursed, the curse brought the weeds. There's thistles, there's thorns, there's all kinds of things in the earth because of the curse. Now, we are born again in our spirit, we're alive, but we still have a body that is subject to the sinful nature. This body is getting old, it's getting corrupted, it's slowly decaying and getting older. So obviously God wants to help us through our state, and of course, He's very merciful. The Bible says, precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of His saints. So when a man or a woman perish, and well, their physical body dies, it's precious in the eyes of the Lord, and the Lord receives their spirit. But there'll be a day when we'll get a new body, amen? I'm looking forward to that day, but that day is not today. Amen. Today is a day that our spirits are alive unto God. We've got to do something with our minds, and we've got to control our bodies, the appetites in the bodies. This body will do anything. It'll drink gasoline, I guess, and let you light it on fire at the same time. I don't know. It'll let you do almost anything to it. And so you got to put a rein on this body. The Bible says the Apostle Paul, he reined his body. He buffeted his body. He didn't take it to the buffet. He buffeted his body and put it into subjection. Why? Lest I should preach unto others, I myself should be a castaway. He said, I got to control this thing and I got to do something with my mind, but my spirit is alive unto God. So understand that when it comes to healing, and we're talking about appropriating healing, appropriate is to take to oneself, the dictionary meaning, take, appropriate is to take to oneself, to take possession of. To take to oneself, to take possession of, that is appropriating your healing. But healing is spiritual. Everybody say, healing is spiritual. All of life's greatest forces come on the inside of us. Love. Hate, which we don't want to hate, but love, hate, are there spiritual things. And what you are on the inside is going to come out on the outside. And it just amazes me that even some of these people that aren't Christians, because I go on Instagram and I listen to some of these motivational guys, and they're not Christians, but yet they believe so strongly on the inside of you is basically, you know, if you got a poverty mentality in your spirit, inside of your thing, it's going to come out and everything's going to be just poverty, poverty, poverty. Well, let's get an abundant spirit on the inside of us, that God is the one who's taking care of us. He's providing for us. Amen. He's got jobs and all kinds of opportunities, doors of opportunities, so we can advance and be a blessing and receive finances in that way. And that means he's got a lot of different ways. But healing is spiritual on the inside. And if on the inside of you, you got the healing power of God, thank you, Jesus. Amen. On the inside of me, I am healthy. On the inside of me, I am whole. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Woo-hoo-hoo. Just like anything else. Just like you have salvation. If you are born again and alive unto God, you know it. Amen. Hallelujah. And other people will know it, because on the inside of you, you've been transformed. You've been changed. Well, we got to take that same thing and to every area of life. Prosperity, finances on the inside of us. We have to have that on the inside of us, that God is the one, he's going to provide for us. But health and healing is also part of that. Now, two ways that healing comes: either God's going to initiate that healing or man's going to initiate that healing. Over in, I believe it's John chapter 5, is the man by the pool of Bethesda. Now, Jesus is going and walking his way, amen, just like you, just like me, walking our way. We got our own business to do, eh? We got things to do. We got to go to 7-Eleven and get a nice cool drink or whatever. Oh, 7-Eleven. They don't have 7-Elevens. Do they still have 7-Elevens? Not here. Okay, they got the K-Store or Max. But anyways, they were going our way. But Jesus was going his way, and he was walking by a place. The Pool of Bethesda had five porches of sick folk. We're talking five porches. I don't think these were small porches, but there was five porches of sick folk. It says impotent folk, lame folk, sick folk, people that are just, you know, they can't do anything. They're just out of it. Five porches full. Everybody say five. So that's a lot of porches and a lot of people in those porches. But Jesus comes by and he sees one guy out of five porches and he says, will you be made whole? And he knew on the inside of him that this man has been a long time. He said, take up your mat and walk. And the guy said, well, okay. And he picked up his mat and he walked, and Jesus disappeared in the midst. And the Pharisees or whoever, the rulers of the synagogues there, they saw this guy carrying a mat on the Sabbath day. He said, hey, why are you carrying that mat? He said, the guy told me to stand and be whole, and I'm carrying it. Who was it? I don't know. I don't know. That is God initiating healing. We're talking a one-time thing. In five porches, one guy. And so that means that healing in that way, if you're just waiting around, oh, God, do something. You know, sometimes people come for healing, and they're saying, if this guy's got anything. When I was in Winnipeg, Pastor, Waves of Church Glory, his name was Waves of whatever, but this minister was ministering, he was an evangelist, and he said, anything you want, come on up here. So I came up there, you know, just a young Christian. He said, what do you want? I said, I want this tooth straightened. I had a bent tooth. And I said, I want it straightened. And he just looked at me and he says, your faith ain't there. I said, oh, because I had no comprehension. I thought the minister, he's got all the dynamite. He's got all the power. He's got all the gifts. He just hands them out like candy. You know, whatever you want. You want, yeah, give me a full head of hair. Okay, what else you want? I want a red mustache. Okay. And so we think in our natural mind that they have it, but guess what? God Almighty requires so much of us that we are the one that initiate healing many, 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 many times. And so out of those 19 individual cases in the Bible, there's only one that God initiated that healing, and there's a good portion, I believe 10 cases, where Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Amen? So if you're going to just wait for God, oh, God, do something, oh, God, do something, guess what? It possibly could come. I know Ed Wesley said that his family or something went to Catherine Kuhlman's miracle services and actually received something from Long Lac. That's amazing, like to go there all the way there and then he happened to be it. Like, that's some good gambling skills. Like, the odds are phenomenal. You got 30-some thousand people or whatever and you get picked out, man, you are special. But guess what? There's a lot of people that leave those meetings and aren't healed, but yet God wants everybody healed. They said something at Rhema which I didn't comprehend or couldn't figure out, but yet it made sense after the more I think upon it. It says, I'm going to use $1,000 bills because it's more, but they use $100 bills. But they said that if I've got five $1,000 bills, can you believe for that I would give you one of those five, one of the five? Could you believe that you would be one of the five to receive from me one of those $1,000 bills? Yes or no? Some say yes, some say no. But the answer is you can't. You can't. Because I only got five $1,000 bills. You could pray to the high heavens. You can bow down. You can cut yourself with glass. You could roll down. You could bang on the floor. You could rip your clothes off. You could do everything. It doesn't mean that you're going to get that $1,000 from me. Because I only got five to give out. And I may give them to somebody that you may not think that I'll give them to. But if I have enough $1,000 bills for every single person, could you pray and could you believe and could you receive one of the $1,000? That's the answer. The answer is yes. Why? Because everybody, I've got enough $1,000 bills for everybody. This man right here can come up and he said, I would like to receive my $1,000. There you go. And he would just reach out and he would take it because there's enough for everybody. If there's just a few, then of course they couldn't believe for it. But if there's enough for every single person, everybody can receive. And that's God's playing field when it comes to healing. Everybody can receive their healing. Because there's enough for everybody. And can you pray and can you believe for your healing? Yes, because everybody can have one. Amen? Because it's for everybody. Salvation is for everybody. There's not one person who has to go away sad because they are not saved. No, they can be saved. They may not comprehend everything, but everybody is for everybody. Anybody willing, you can come and you can be healed. So there's a God-initiated healing that's like a one-time thing in the Bible. But then there's God people initiating their healing, like the woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5. For she said, if I but touch his clothes, I shall be healed. Jesus is walking with another gentleman, and the woman reached over and grabbed his garment, and she was healed. Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? The multitude said, there's a lot of people touching you. Why are you saying, who touched me? Because one person touched me by faith, and it was the woman. So the woman initiated that healing. Amen? And so that is for all of us to say, I'm going to. And if God does something extra special, oh, you get to see a big angel. Oh, he's 10 feet tall. Wow. And look at him shining. And he's bringing me a special treat. That's great. You get to have that. Amen. You just praise God for it. Like the one gentleman who had the ministry in town. I saw a lake of fire. Amen. And he named his ministry Lake of Fire Ministries. And so, man, that's awesome to see a lake burning with fire. You know, that's That's amazing. I guess he saw hell, but that's horrible. And so, but he saw it. That's his. Everybody gets to do something. And if you got nothing, Miss Anita and myself, we got the testimony that we spoke in tongues by faith. Amen? No feelings. But yet, Pastor Roma prayed for a few people. They spoke with tongues they didn't even want to. I said, you spoke in tongues? Yeah, I didn't even want to. I did not have, I just spoke in tongues. Well, that is supernatural, spectacular, that your mouth would move and speak in tongues and you just are totally oblivious to everything. But yet that could happen. And it did happen to a couple individuals. Amen? One individual, he told me that he was on his back. Next thing you know, he's on his feet. Woo. Wow, God just lifted him right up and put him on his feet. Supernaturally, spectacularly. Is that going to happen to everybody? No, but it could. Amen? And so there's a God initiating healing, but then there's us initiating healing. And all the time, it's better for you to get it by yourself. When I mean by yourself, of course, healing comes from God, but you are the one that's initiating it by going to God and His Word and saying, your Word says this, I believe it, amen, and that settles it. The different ways that God has provided means of healings, there's a laying on of hands of the sick, there's anointing with oil, the Bible says, there's the prayer of agreement, there's the prayer of faith, there's the command in Jesus' name. I used that when I was born again. I was over by Atacocan, and I woke up, and I had blood in my shorts. Ooh, what's that? And I guess I got hemorrhoids sitting on a rail. Hey, you should do your work, not sit on the cold rail. But anyways, I've never had hemorrhoids before. I never had them since. But I just finished reading Brother Hagin's book on the name of Jesus. And I said, in the name of Jesus, amen. And the next day, there was absolutely nothing there, amen. The power of the name of Jesus, the commanding force behind that name, healed up those hemorrhoids, amen, and got them out of there. So the command in the name of Jesus, and there's also the anointing with the prayer cloth, and that happened here. The pastor anointed the prayer cloth, and it was sent away. Actually, a young believer sent it away, and another person received it and received a healing. Actually, a miracle, because they were, I believe, had cancer and very ill. So they that is supernaturally, that is spectacularly, amen? And a lot of times God works with young people who just are freshly saved and into the things of God. It seems like God moves above and beyond. And the reason he does that is if you had kids, amen? You got those little kids rolling around, you show mercy, you show compassion to those kids. Yeah, they fall down. Okay, get up, try to walk again. Okay, they walk. And so God is extremely merciful with young believers. People that just come into the things of God, he's extremely merciful unto them. But after you grow a while, like I've been saved since 1987, and I tell you, he requires a lot out of me. Amen? He tells me how to think. He tells me how to act. Amen? I just can't act any old way. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? I just can't go get plastered. Hey, I'm just going to go get plastered. No? Sometimes he says, look at that vanilla bottle in the cupboard. Amen. Like the righteous person says, I don't buy lottery tickets. But he's going through Tim Hortons constantly trying to win that car, eh? How many coffees are you drinking? I got 20 coffees today. And you buy lottery tickets? How dare you? That's just a joke, but it's real in a lot of ways. Okay, so that's the different ways. Now, there's three things when it comes to appropriating your healing. Number one is no healing is God's will. Everybody say no.
No.
Healing is God's will. Not God's way, God's will. So knowing healing is God's will. Matthew 8:17. It says that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Jesus took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Jesus took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So all the sickness, all the disease was placed on our dear Jesus. And not only physically did he take a beating, He took a physical beating, a slapping, a spitting, a buffeting, and they knocked him around. They whipped him, 39 lashes or whatever, on his back. Thus was all serious. But guess what? On the inside of him, things were going on too. His father, whom he loved and just worshiped and praised, even though Jesus was God, but he gave that all up when he came to earth. And he suffered humanity to feel the pains of humanity. And then finally he said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? You left me all alone. Amen. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, not my will, but your will be done, Father. Here, Jesus, the Son of God, you want to go to the cross? Joan, you want to go to the cross? No. Who wants to hang on a cross bleeding and dying and being separated from a loving Father? But Jesus did all that for us. And so he not only physically took it, and then when he said it is finished, he died physically, and we believe that he went to hell for 3 days. Now, what happened in hell? I don't know. It's kind of like the dinosaurs. You know, there's things that are a mystery. But the universe, the galaxies, and so far tell the glory of God. He is a big God, okay? And what he's told us, we can read and we can be thankful for and receive his goodness and grace in our lives. And what we don't know, we'll know in times to come. But we believe that he went to hell because he says, you'll not leave my soul in hell, I believe, in one place and in the heart of the earth. And he came out of there the third day. I know that he rose up from the dead for us. Amen? And so, but it says here that he took upon himself our sicknesses and our infirmities, Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet himself, that's Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So if we're going to say, is this God's will? Yes, it's our God's will because he took it for us. He took it for us. Over on Psalms 103:2, it says, bless the Lord. David is hooting unto the Lord. I believe it was a troublesome time for him. He was going through great tests, great difficulties, great troubles. And he would say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget who forgives all iniquities. That's sins and iniquities, things that we've done wrong. Just to let everybody know, every single person in this place has sinned. There is not one person that has not sinned. Yeah. So every single person has missed it. At one time in their life. It may have just been once. But the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so just to know that when that has been forgiven and that has been washed clean, everybody's on the same playing field. Everybody's on the ball team because all have sinned. And everybody gets to be on the ball team when they've, of course, confessed their sin and made righteous through our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it says here, he who forgives all iniquities, who heals all diseases. Everybody say all. Now that word all is many times through the scriptures. Many times in the scriptures it says all diseases. So I don't have to say, well, you know, he'll help me with this headache, but he can't do anything else. No, all diseases and all sicknesses are can be healed through the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. All that were oppressed of the devil. All sickness, all oppression, all means all, and that means that he heals us all. So it is his will. A lot of times you got to get dogmatic about it. You can't go by your feelings. You know, and say, oh, you know, well, I feel like God heard me today. Oh, I feel pretty good sometimes. I tell you, man, I feel high as a kite on the Holy Ghost. Woo! But that means absolutely nothing when it comes to principles of God. Because if you wake up and you feel like down and out and the world is collapsing and you got no money and you got a couple of pains, and you got this problem, you got that problem, you got this issue, you got that issue. Where's God in my problem? Where is God? Where is God? He's in the same place he is all the time. He never changes. He is the same. He is stable. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So take those principles of God's word and hold fast to it. Don't be moved and swayed by it if you feel good one day. Oh, I tell you, God's for me. Next day, oh, I guess God's not around. You better pray for me. I don't think I'm saved. I don't know what's going on. Am I backslidden? You know if you're backslidden or not. Amen? And so God will never change. So he is the same who heals all diseases, and he forgives all iniquities. Now, Matthew 4:23, and Jesus went about all Galilee teaching. So teaching is number one. Teaching is number one. And preaching. Preaching, amen, important. And healing, three things. One third, one third, one third. Your teaching, one third, amen. Your preaching is proclaiming, one third. And your healing is one third. All of it is gospel message, amen. Preaching, teaching, and healing, all important. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all that are oppressed of the devil. It's God's will. But Jesus went about and he taught. That means he spoke something from the Old Testament. He spoke things. He preached. He taught. And he healed. And so Matthew 4:23, he was a teacher, preacher, and a healer. And so healing is in the redemption plan of God's will. It is for mankind. James 5:15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he is forgiven any sin, and he shall be, if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. But the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Well, a prayer of faith can heal a sick person. Amen? So before we go on to the next one is believing you receive your healing. The three main scriptures that if you want healing and you want health in your life and you want to have some faith to have it is Matthew 8:17. There's three scriptures that everybody should know when it comes to health, when it comes to healing, when it comes to building a capacity to believe for healing. It is Matthew 8 and verse 17. It says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. That it might be fulfilled. Just before that, the 16th verse says, and he brought many that were possessed with devils. He cast the spirits out with a word and healed all that were sick. Again, there's the word all. And verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 is the one that goes with that scripture. That's an Old Testament reference. But if you want to have a capacity for healing and want to appropriate healing in your life, then it's good to know these scriptures. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, it says here, the whole thing is good because it's talking about everything that Jesus went to do for us. So I'm going to start in at the beginning. Who hath believed the report, and whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He shall grow up before him as a tender plant and a root out of the dry ground. He has no form of comeliness that we should see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. Referring to Jesus, which I believe he was beautiful, but I don't know why it's saying that he wasn't like had dynamite blowing out of his ears. It was, amen? Yeah, on the cross. There was no beauty in this while he was on the cross, amen? Number three, and when he was despised and rejected of men, so he was rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid our faces of him, and he was despised, and we esteemed him not. And verse 4, surely, everybody say surely. Surely he has bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. And then this is the one you take to yourself, and you put it in your heart, and you don't let it escape. It says here, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He gives you peace. If you don't have peace in your life, the Bible says to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The peace, chastisement for our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So we are is past tense. We are healed. Thank you, Lord. And one of the best ways to appropriate your healing is to say, thank you, Lord. According to your word, I am the healed of the Lord because you paid it for the price for me on the cross of Calvary, and I thank you for it. Hallelujah. So Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 is the scripture. And one other one is 1 Peter 2 and verse 24. These are the three power scriptures when it comes to healing. When it comes to healing, when it comes to appropriating your healing, when it comes to fighting the good faith of your healing, to receive your healing, to maintain your healing. Because just because you get something from God doesn't mean that you're always going to have it. You know, if I stop reading my Bible, I stopped going to church. I stopped listening to the good word of God on CD and how on sticks of how I listen to it. Guess what? Immediately, I'll start to digress. Amen? I'll start to go down spiritually speaking. And you can come to a place where you're backslidden, man. Yeah, you're backslidden. You look exactly like you did before you got born again. Like I knew you before you were born again, and you're uglier now. You know, that's what it is. You go back. But if you've got to maintain, the Bible says, what you receive from God, go ahead, and we fight the good fight of faith. But 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, 1 Peter 2 and verse 24, does anybody have it out there? Read it. Say it. Louder. Sounds good there. So 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, who his own self, you are right. Give him a prize. Amen. Who his own self bear his sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. So those are the three power scriptures, and other scriptures corroborate with it, that you, to know that it is God's will. Does anybody here believe that it's not God's will for healing? It is God's will. Do you believe it? Amen. Okay, we'll go on to the point two. Okay, so the next one is believe that you receive your healing. Now that you know that it's God's will, it is our place to believe that we receive our healing. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. It says, whatsoever you desire, well, I desire healing. Okay, so whatsoever you desire, well, I desire healing. Whatsoever you desire, well, I desire healing. Whatsoever you desire, well, we desire healing. When you pray, okay, in this case, we're going to pray. And what does it say? Believe that you receive. Everybody say, believe that you receive. So when you pray, believe that you receive, and you'll have them. Mark 11, 24 is to believe that you receive, you have them. So you got to believe that you receive it. And how do you believe? Over in Romans chapter 10 says, it says, with the heart man believes. With the heart man believes. And so you're going to believe with your heart. Your head, when you get your head in line and want to believe with your head, that's great. You should think on it. You should think those healing scriptures, but it's believing with the heart. The person that is saved has confessed with his mouth, Lord Jesus, and he's believed it in his heart that God raised him from the dead, and he shall be saved. That's how everybody gets saved. And it's the same thing with healing. You believe it in your heart. You believe it in your heart. You prayed. Now we are to believe that we receive our healing. Amen? But you don't feel like it. Well, we are to believe we receive our healing. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it feels like it's getting worse. No, I believe that I receive my healing. And that's a walk of faith for everybody who's got to do that. Everybody's got to do it. Nobody gets a free ride in the things of God. Everybody has to say, I thank you, Lord, that I believe that I receive it. Just like salvation. I love my salvation. Love it with a passion. Knowing that I operated principles when I was a low-down sinner. I didn't have any kind of knowledge as in salvation like I have it now. But yet when you called upon the name of the Lord, you were saved. You didn't go to seminary or didn't go to school for 100 years then to learn all kinds of things. No, when you got saved, you heard a little bit, you confessed Jesus, you believed it, and it became a reality. Amen? And so the same thing when it comes to health and healing. But we want to make it different. We want something more. We want to feel everything, you know, and thank God for the times there is feeling. But thank God for the people that believe God and believe his word. Jesus said to one man who said, Jesus, don't come to my house. Say a word and my servant shall be healed. Say a word and my servant shall be healed. So Jesus said, look at this guy. This guy's got faith like amazing. This guy's got faith like amazing. This guy's got amazing faith that he said, Jesus, just say one word and my servant shall be healed. Jesus said, go your way, your servant lives. Woo hoo hoo! And the guy was made whole from that very moment because he took Jesus at his word. So number two is we got to believe that we receive our healing. Psalms 107:20, it says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Thank God for the word. Now, the word can come in the written form right here, but guess what? It can come by the inspiration on the inside of you. On the inside of you can come a word. Of course, it has to be in line with the Bible. You can't have something on the inside of you come and it's not in line with the Bible. That is not scriptural, and it can be almost demonic at times because you're taking something. You said, no, I believe it because this was a supernatural, spectacular incident that happened and I must believe it. No, if it's not in line with the Bible, it is demonic and from the pit of hell. One of the men of God that was mightily used in the turn of the century, well, not the turn of the century, but from 47 to 58, and he died in 1965. But anyways, he was a mighty man of God, and he always talked about God. Brother Hagin says, anytime you deal with God, you're always looking up. You're looking up, you're speaking up, you're going up, but the things of the devil are going down. And this great man of God, he heard a voice said, come down here. And he went down there, and immediately he started to preach false doctrine. And he perished because of his false doctrine. But the word of God is always sure and always true. So if you got a voice or something speaks to you, a spirit speaks to you, it always got to be in line with the word. So number two, we got to believe that we receive it. When God says his word and we've got it written or we've got it spoken into our hearts, then we want to operate in it. Amen? Brother Hagin, though he took that word and he was brought off of a sick bed at the age of 17, I believe it was, this inspiration of the moment, I guess, and the inner witness said, sick people ought to be up at 10 o'clock in the morning. And he said to that voice, how would sick people get out of bed? Well, if you believe that you were healed, and he immediately got through his leg, which was solid as a wood, threw it over the bed and grabbed the hold of the post, and a bunch of pins went through him, and he felt the power of God go through his body, and he stood up. Amen? So God's going to lead you and guide you and direct you in line with the word of God, but it's going to come, you're going to have God's word, but you're also going to have the inspiration of God speaking to you as well. So number two is believe that you receive. And the number three is maintain a positive confession. Everybody say maintain. A positive confession of your healing. And if you know it's God's will and you believe that you received your healing, and now you got to maintain a positive confession. Romans 4 and verse 17, it says, before whom he believed, even God, which quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. God told Abraham, and Abraham called those things which be not as though they were. God told Abraham, you're going to have a baby. You're going to be the father of a multitude of faith kids. He said, I can't believe it. And he didn't believe it. And him and his wife laughed at the beginning. But then he hooked up to the vision of what God said. Your name is Abram, but your name is Abraham, father of many nations. And he came to a place in his life, even though he was an old man, he considered not his body now dead, being about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He considered not his own body now dead. He considered not those circumstances, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded what God promised, you're well able to perform. And so he had to be fully persuaded. So you got to maintain a positive confession. A positive confession. When you call something, you got to call it. Amen? And it comes to you. You got a puppy dog, you call it and it comes to you. You call it and it comes to you. It's not there, but you call it. And you're not just calling things out of the blue, you know, I want to be an astronaut or I want to do this. No, you're calling it according to the word of God. Amen? Like sickness, you have no right to be in my body in the mighty name of Jesus. Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. I want to thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for healing me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Amen? And if the devil is saying, you're going to die, you're going to this, you're going to that, give him Psalms 91. With long life shall I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen? Just hit him back with the word. Jesus always was a fighter when it came with the word. When the devil tempted Jesus, it said, command these stones to be made bread. Throw yourself off the mountain. Bow down and worship me. I'll give you everything, Satan says. Jesus said, it is written. And he came back with the word of God. And so you and I have to maintain a positive confession. Romans 4:17, who calls those things which be not as though they were. Who calls those things which be not as though they were. Who calls those things which be not as though they were. And so you're going to have to call those things. Now, you're going to say, oh, I'm lying. No, I'm going according to the word of God. I may be sick as a dog. I may be down and out. But I want to call, amen, health and healing. Hallelujah. God, you're a good God. Hallelujah. I want to call myself whole from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I immediately go into fighting mode, and I'm not fighting with people. I'm fighting with the fight of faith to maintain, to come off out of that ground situation because I'm ill and I want to come up. Now, there's people that have tremendous tests and trials, and I don't want to say anything because when you are sick, it's not a funny moment, and I wouldn't want to go through some of the things that you are going through or have gone through. So, you know, everybody's got their own fight of faith. I'm happy with the fights I have to fight. I don't want any more. I don't want any less. Well, I like less. But anyways, I don't want any. I don't want to mess in your camp. Amen? But your situation, guess what? God can bring you out. Amen? Because you and God are a majority. And God wants you to come out of any circumstance, any situation. Appropriating your healing comes from healing is God's will. We're believing that we're receiving our healing, and we're maintaining a confession. Hebrews 4, verse 14 says, hold fast the confession of your faith without wavering. Hold fast the confession of your faith without wavering. You want to waver. You want to just say, I'm sick. Please, somebody shoot me. I want to die. I had enough. No. Guess what? Jesus Christ has not given up on you. Jesus Christ can change your world in 1 second of time. Amen? Just like you got born again, that's how quick circumstances can change. Hallelujah. Let's thank him for a moment. Thank you, Lord God, that circumstances can change in 1 moment of time. Hallelujah. Oh, we want to praise you. We want to thank you, Lord. In 1 second of time, things can change quickly. And we give you praise. We don't limit the holy God of Israel. We don't limit the one who was and is to come, the great I am, the way, the truth, the life. And no man comes to the Father but by him, Jesus Christ. We don't limit you. Hallelujah. We say, with you and your word is a majority. Hallelujah. Let God be true and let every man be a liar. We go by you more than how we feel. We go by you, hallelujah, more than what it looks like. We go by you and your word and your spirit are one. And so we want to say, thank you, Lord God, that health and healing is yours. Hallelujah. It's ours. Praise God. So Hebrews 4:14 says, hold fast your confession of faith. Cling to it with tenacity. The Amplified Version says, with absolute trust. Hallelujah. Maintaining a positive confession. And we're going to close off with this one. There was a lady by the name of Lillian Yeomans. Lillian Yeomans was a Canadian and a doctor who was taking pills while she was working, apparently morphine, I guess, and became hopelessly addicted. She shriveled up to nothing, but got a hold of the power of God. Then she had a home, I believe, in California where people came, and you could be healed. But mainly the way they were healed is she read the Bible to them. She got people to read the Bible to them. Read the Bible to them. Read the Bible to them. And in one case, she says in her little book, it says she would be reading Galatians 3:13. For Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for it. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Over in Deuteronomy 28, sickness is a curse. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse. Amen. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed me. And they would say it over and over and over and over again. That works. It's called confession. And it works over and over. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. But according to Deuteronomy 28, sickness is a curse. What I'm dealing with is a curse. What I'm dealing with is a curse. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. And she said that they were downstairs. All of a sudden, they heard all kinds of commotion upstairs. And the lady came downstairs and she said, did you know that according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. And therefore, I no longer have this sickness. Amen. And she was healed. And faith got into her heart. Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are a faithful God, that it is your will. Health and healing is your will. And we do believe that we receive it, and we hold fast a firm confession. Oh, Father, we want to praise you this morning here at Faith City Church, Thunder Bay, Ontario, This August 14th, hallelujah, may that be a day in somebody's mind, in somebody's heart and life, that that's the day that they believe that they receive their healing. Hallelujah. This day, hallelujah, in Jesus' precious name. Oh, vokorama singere takarashi. Eva samboroma sandaramasha. For it is God's will. Hallelujah. It is God's will. And we believe that we receive it. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it in Jesus' precious name. Oh, tabrangish tembarama siketa. Eva shambu tomboroma nekese. Even son the core corotan and he shra nekisita monamati hita maramasa. Yeah, it's not your will, it's my will, says the Lord of hosts. And I will do it the way I want to do it. Hallelujah. Because it's God's will. Hallelujah. In your life. And so we want to say, Father, that we want to hook up the way you want it. Amen. Your plan, your direction, your will, your desire. Oh, paramasitara makishta namakasika nakataru musubuta mahata masi eva sankita namasi kedamasa. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, paramasendara basikara basangara basti. Hallelujah. Go ahead and pray. Talk to God yourself. Amen. It's your body you're dealing with, it's your circumstance, your situation. Thank you, Father. Shiba ramaku shuku barenge sevata. No, you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. And so we want to say, thank you, Lord, that we got a sound mind concerning your will for healing, that it is your will that I be healed. Hallelujah. And that we do believe you, that you are our healing, and we do believe that we receive our healing. Thank you, Jesus. And we do confess, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sembo kuberenke sikere raba sandara makashta. Iseveke sikere raba sangara bako shtukurobase. Izemo kutabarabasa tabasa tarabasa. Sibarabasa. You may have hooked up with that and are believing. That's your place. That's your position, to believe God, to trust in Him for your healing. But if you're in this place and you have not hooked up with that, and you need a little bit of help, amen? The Bible talks about laying on of hands. That's another ministry of healing. And so if you're in this place and you need healing and you need some extra help, put up your hand. If you need extra help, put up your hand. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here that needs extra help? Amen. Then come on down. If you need extra help, come on down. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Come on down. Amen. We'll just have a line right here. A nice line. And we're going to hook up. Everybody praying, believing. If this was you and you were sick and you want to be healed and whole, then that's what you would want to pray for that individual. You want to pray for them. Amen. Anybody else? AJ, I want you to come down. Come on down, AJ. You're my son-in-law. Hallelujah. You get a free one. No, he's not a free one. He's got to believe God like everybody else. Amen? He's got to believe God like everybody else. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen? So let's pray over these. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus for your goodness, for your grace, for your loving hand extended out in this place. Oh, Father, that it's your will health, it's your will healing. No ands, if, buts about it. It is thus, it is so, it is yes, it is amen to the glory of God the Father. We thank you for any gift, any grace, any ability, extra. Any gift, any grace, any ability, extra. Hallelujah. That you want to say to any of these individuals, we thank you. We're open to you, Holy Spirit. Anything extra you want to say, hallelujah. We are open to you, Holy Spirit.